Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Ever since the Great Recession of 2008 and 9, the total amount of our national debt has skyrocketed, and trillions more are being added due to the pandemic. Interestingly, the stock market doesn't seem to be bothered by the level of federal debt anymore, only by recessions. But our next guest says that there is a correlation here that investors should be aware of. Ashton Lawrence is a certified financial planner with De Hollander and Jantz Financial Group, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Ashton, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Definitely glad to be here.
Is there indeed a correlation between the stock market and what's going on with our national debt?
It would appear that there is a correlation between the Federal Reserve balance sheet and the stock market, especially when we look back the years following the Great Recession, 2009 through 2016. We can see that the Federal Reserve was purchasing securities in order to increase the money supply and encourage lending, and their balance sheet increased $2.5 trillion over various points during that time span. The stock market also increased during those same points in time.
And so does that mean then that this correlation is a positive one, that we should encourage more national debt?
I wouldn't say that you'd actually want to encourage more national debt, because if you're actually looking at what happened in the fourth quarter of 2018, the Federal Reserve was trying to clean up its balance sheet. And during that same time period, we actually saw a big pullback in the stock market. Even when you're looking at more recently of what happened now during the COVID lockdown sell-off, the Federal Reserve increased its balance sheet again about $2.5 trillion, but this time in just about a span of 9 weeks, which that also led to one of the quickest recoveries that we saw in the stock market. It does appear that there's a correlation, but it's important to understand that the correlation does not imply causation, that there are other factors to consider. While I do think it's important to make note of that correlation, I think it's also to be prudent to understand that other factors are also in play and respond in a prudent manner.
What you're telling me then is that while the money's being pumped in, it's good for the economy, good for the stock market, but then the Federal Reserve will try to eventually unwind some of this as they did in 2018, and we need to be concerned about that.
Absolutely. As anybody who is incurring debt, once you receive that money from a bank, from whatever lending institution, it's great in that moment. You have that cash on hand that you can go out and do whatever with. At some point, that debt has to be repaid. What we've seen with the Federal Reserve, once they start cleaning up their balance sheet, the stock market usually has a knee-jerk reaction in a negative way, and we'll see a slide in the stock market. With that as well, the national debt is continuing to increase. At some point, the U.S. is going to have to address that issue as well. I think the average investor needs to understand that and actually make a prudent choice with their investments and make sure that those investments aren't going to have a knee-jerk reaction as well. And that can be with several different liquid investment strategies, trying to protect or trying to hedge against a big pullback. But with that, some investors and some traders are actually looking forward to that increased volatility and would see that more so as an opportunity.
There's no way, of course, to predict when the Federal Reserve is going to unwind and when some of this volatility might happen. And so that's why you're saying that investors should make sure that they have a significant portion of their portfolio in liquid assets, such as money market accounts?
Well, I wouldn't say in money market accounts, but I don't think that this is going to be an immediate issue, especially with some of the comments that Chairman Powell has stated recently, that he's willing to support the markets until we have a robust economy. I don't think that we're going to have a robust economy anytime in the near future, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think from the Federal Reserve standpoint, they probably want to keep interest rates relatively low. They're comfortable with their balance sheets, and which seems to be the case, especially after they've extended some of their lending programs to the end of the year. I think that they like the fact of having a lower dollar because that's going to help them with the debt. But at some point, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not a year now, at some point in the future, though, we're going to have to address that debt issue, and they're going to want to clean up their balance sheet. At that point in time, I think the prudent question to ask yourself is, what's going to happen to the stock market? What's going to happen to my investment portfolio? And at that point, just make sure that you're able to respond in a prudent manner based on your goals, objectives, and needs and wants and wishes.
Well, Ashton, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me. Definitely enjoyed it.
Ashton Lawrence is a certified financial planner with DeHollander & Jantz Financial Group. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.